The Physics of Advanced Civilizations. It is also possible to use physics to sketch out the outlines of possible civilizations in space. If we look at the rise of our own civilization over the past 100,000 years since modern humans emerged in Africa, it can be seen as the story of rising energy consumption. Russian astrophysicist Nikolai Kardashev has conjectured that the stages in the development of extraterrestrial civilizations in the universe could also be ranked by energy consumption. Using the laws of physics, he grouped the possible civilizations into three types. 1. Type 1 civilizations. Those that harvest planetary power, utilizing all the sunlight that strikes their planet. They can, perhaps, harness the power of volcanoes, manipulate the weather, control earthquakes, and build cities on the ocean. All planetary power is within their control. 2. Type 2 civilizations. Those that can utilize the entire power of their sun, making them 10 billion times more powerful than a Type 1 civilization. The Federation of Planets in Star Trek is a Type 2 civilization. A Type 2 civilization, in a sense, is immortal. Nothing known to science, such as ice ages, meteor impacts, or even supernovae, can destroy it. In case their mother star is about to explode, these beings can move to another star system, or perhaps even move their home planet. 3. Type 3 civilizations. Those that can utilize the power of an entire galaxy. They are 10 billion times more powerful than a Type 2 civilization. The Borg in Star Trek, the Empire in Star Wars, and the galactic civilization in Asimov's Foundation series correspond to a Type 3 civilization. They have colonized billions of star systems and can exploit the power of the black hole at the center of their galaxy. They freely roam the space lanes of the galaxy. Kardashev estimated that any civilization growing at a modest rate of a few percent per year in energy consumption will progress rapidly from one type to the next within a matter of a few thousand years to tens of thousands of years. As I've discussed in my previous books, our own civilization qualifies as a Type 0 civilization. That is, we use dead plants, oil, and coal to fuel our machines. We utilize only a tiny fraction of the sun's energy that falls on our planet. But already we can see the beginnings of a Type 1 civilization emerging on the Earth. The Internet is the beginning of a Type 1 telephone system connecting the entire planet. The beginning of a Type 1 economy can be seen in the rise of the European Union, which in turn was created to compete with NAFTA. English is already the number one second language on the Earth, and the language of science, finance, and business. I imagine it may become the Type 1 language spoken by virtually everyone. Local cultures and customs will continue to thrive in thousands of varieties on the Earth, but superimposed on this mosaic of peoples will be a planetary culture, perhaps dominated by youth culture and commercialism. The transition between one civilization and the next is far from guaranteed. The most dangerous transition, for example, may be between a Type 0 and a Type 1 civilization. A Type 0 civilization is still racked with the sectarianism, fundamentalism, and racism that typified its rise. And it is not clear whether or not these tribal and religious passions will overwhelm the transition. Perhaps one reason that we don't see Type 1 civilizations in the galaxy is because they never made the transition. That is, they self-destructed. One day, as we visit other star systems, we may find the remains of civilizations that killed themselves in one way or another. For example, their atmospheres became radioactive or too hot to sustain life. By the time a civilization has reached Type 3 status, it has the energy and know-how to travel freely throughout the galaxy and even reach the planet Earth. As in the movie 2001, such civilizations may well send self-replicating robotic probes throughout the galaxy searching for intelligent life. But a Type 3 civilization would likely not be inclined to visit us or conquer us, as in the movie Independence Day, where such a civilization spreads like a plague of locusts, swarming around planets to suck their resources dry. In reality, there are countless dead planets in outer space with vast mineral wealth they could harvest without the nuisance of coping with a restive native population. Their attitude toward us might resemble our own attitude toward an anthill. Our inclination is not to bend down and offer the ants beads and trinkets, but simply to ignore them. The main danger ants face is not that humans want to invade them or wipe them out. Instead, it is simply that we'll pave them over because they are in the way. Remember that the distance between a Type 3 civilization and our own Type 0 civilization is far more vast than the distance between us and the ants, in terms of energy usage.